This is the Faith Fight Podcast. Today, our topic is, are you really living or just existing? Hello, everyone. Thank you for tuning into this episode of the Faith Fight Podcast. My name is Chris Creary, and I'm here to help you get your prayers answered, to encourage you to grow from glory to glory, and to ultimately assist you in achieving your God-given purpose. Thank you for taking time out of your day. I know you could be doing anything else right now, but instead you have chosen to listen to this podcast. So I am grateful for you deciding to spend a portion of your day with me. And I'm praying that this episode blesses you and helps you to grow to who God has called you to be. For those of you listening for the first time, I want to give you a special warm welcome. I'm thankful for you specifically today. And I'm letting you know that this podcast is available on all of the major podcasting apps. It's on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, Audible, iHeartRadio, and it's on CastBox now. So if you use any of those apps to listen to podcasts, just search for the Faith Fight Podcast and you'll be able to find this podcast, subscribe, and get every future episode that I release on a Sunday morning. And also, I have an archive of over 260 episodes that I've been doing for the past 5 years. So if there's anything that is challenging you and you need to find Bible verses to stand on to build your faith, or if you want me to stand in agreement in prayer, you can listen to any one of the past episodes and just go to the different topic titles and download and listen to any one of those episodes. They will encourage you, they will bless you, and they will help you get the answers to the prayers that you are believing God for. So for those returning listeners, I want to thank you as well. Thank you for coming back and listening to the Faith Fight Podcast. But I'm going to ask you to do something. I'm going to ask you to share this podcast with someone else so that they can be blessed by what we talk about today. Hey everyone, just before we get into this episode, I want to let you know about my new podcast. It's called I Made a Podcast, and it's about podcasting. So if you have a podcast already, or if you had the idea to try and start a podcast, then this new show will help you. In this new show, I interview podcasters from around the world, and we talk about how they make a podcast. They go over some of the tools, the tricks, and some of the resources that they use so that we can all learn more about podcasting. So if you're interested in starting a podcast, go check out my new podcast. I'm guaranteeing you that you will learn something new and be encouraged to start your podcast in this year. And if you're looking for new podcasts to listen to, this will be a good way to be introduced to new shows as well. So you can check out my new podcast. It's called I Made a Podcast, available on all of the major podcasts and apps out there. And I made it easy for you. There's a link in the description of this episode that you can go to and directly go to the podcast. So thanks for listening. And now let's get back to the Faith Fight Podcast. So John 10:10 says, "The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they might have life and have life to the full." So as believers, we should be living an abundant life. If we just go day by day only waiting to get to heaven, we will miss out on all the blessings and the amazing things that God has for us to do here on earth. Jesus died to give us abundant life here while we are on earth and eternal life in heaven, that we can live here on earth in His dominion and in His power and advance His kingdom while we are here on earth. The devil would love to steal, kill, and destroy our destiny and have us just existing, wasting time, not making any impact for God's kingdom. When we become born again, we have to live for a purpose, live for a reason, not just exist. Now, today I'm going to go over some things that we should be doing so that we can start to really live and not just exist while we are here on earth. Now, the first question that I'm going to ask you is, are you maturing? I'm going to read Luke 2, verse 49 to 52. It says, "And he said to them, 'Why did you seek me? Did you not know I must be about my Father's business? Why did you not understand the statement which he spoke to them?' Then he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was subject to them. But his mother kept all of these things in heart. And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man." So part of maturing is walking in your God-given purpose and placing a priority over doing those things that you know is in line with your purpose over the things that your peers may be doing. Jesus was all about the work of the kingdom, and as we mature and as we live on purpose, we make that a priority for ourselves as well. Next, are you growing? 2 Peter 3, verses 17 to 18 says this, "Therefore, dear friends, since you have been forewarned, be on your guard so that you may not be carried away by the error of the lawless and fall from your secure position. But grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. Amen." So this is the end of the book of Peter, and the final encouragement that he gives is to make sure that the believers are not led away by lawless people. One way that we can do this is by growing in our own knowledge of the scriptures so that we will know what is right and what the scriptures say about any particular situation so that we are not deceived. So ask yourself, are you growing? And by growing, you will start to really live and not just exist here on earth. Next thing you need to ask yourself is, are you learning? 2 Timothy 2 verse 15, it says, "Do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a worker who does not need to be ashamed and who correctly handles the word of truth." Now, for us to live abundantly like how God intends for us to do, we need to learn. It's our responsibility to study the scriptures and to apply the lessons that we've learned into our lives. As we study and learn new principles, we will be tested to see if we can apply what we've learned into those situations. And when we pass the test, then we can move on to bigger and better things for God's glory. So, if you really want to start living, ask yourself, are you really learning through the situations that you are going through? Next, are you trying to achieve more? Joshua 14 verses 10 to 12 says, "And now behold, the Lord has kept me alive as he said. These 45 years, ever since the Lord spoke this word to Moses while Israel wandered in the wilderness. And now here I am this day, 85 years old. As yet I am as strong this day as the day that Moses sent me. Just as my strength was then, so now is my strength for war, both for going out and for coming in. Now therefore give me this mountain of which the Lord spoke in that day. For you heard in that day how Achan were there, and that the cities were great and fortified. It may be that the Lord will be with me, and I shall be able to drive them out as the Lord said." So even as we get older, we should still have an expectation for God to fulfill the promises that he made for us. So Caleb remembered the promise that God gave him when he came back with a good report from the promised land. In addition to that, we should always be seeking God and desire to find out what new goal or task he has put in front of us as we continue to live. The hope is that we will hear, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant," when we see him face to face. So if you really want to start living, ask yourself, are you trying to achieve more while you are alive on earth? Next, can you teach others? Hebrews 5 verses 12 to 14 says, "By now you should be teachers. Instead, you need someone to teach you again the first things you need to know from God's word. You still need milk instead of solid food. Anyone who lives on milk cannot understand the teachings about being right with God. He is a baby. Solid food is for full-grown men. They have learned to use their minds to tell the difference between good and bad." So at the very least, we should be mature enough to teach our families the things of God. We should be able to not only break down the message that our pastor preaches on Sunday, but we should also be able to take away some insights from our daily devotions and have something to teach or encourage someone else to help them to determine good from bad. So we need to study the scriptures to, first of all, know good from bad and use our minds to use the word and apply it into situations in our lives. And we should also be able to teach the word of God and encourage other people through the things that we have learned and through the things that we have studied in the scriptures. Now, if you really want to start living, ask yourself, is it the same thing that's tripping you up over and over again? And I'm going to read Hebrews 12 verses 1 to 2. It says, "Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders us and that sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith. For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God." So there may be certain sins that keep causing us to fail over and over and over. Or there may be a certain habit that keeps us from fully living the abundant life that God expects us to have. We need to learn how to overcome these sins and break these habits so that we can progress and reach the next level that God has for us to be at. It's only until we defeat those things that we will be able to go to that next level. So we need to put the spiritual principles that we have learned in place so that we don't get tripped up by the same thing over and over and over again. And part of that is persevering and pressing in prayer. And that's what we're going to do right now. We're going to pray. So if you're doing anything that requires your direct attention, please keep your eyes open. I'm going to pray, but you can agree with me through saying amen. Heavenly Father, thank you. Thank you for another opportunity to come before your throne of grace right now. Thank you, Father, for your love, your faithfulness, for all that you have done in us and through us. And we are humbled and in awe that you have called us your own, that you've called us your sons and your daughters, Lord God. And I thank you, Lord God, for the blood of Jesus, that we may approach your throne of grace right now. And I ask you to cleanse us, O God, purify us from the crowns of our head to the soles of our feet. Touch us with the blood of Jesus, creating us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us, O God. Let there be no sin, O God, found in us, O God, as we are cleansed by the blood of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. And we boldly come before you right now because we know what your word says in John 10:10. We know that it says that the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But you have come, Jesus, that we may have life and have it to the fullest. So, Lord, I pray, O God, for every single person listening right now that we will experience the fullness of the life, the abundant life, the Zoe life that you have for us, Lord God. Help us to mature in every area of our life, O God, that we may gain favor with you and favor with man, and that we may do the work that you've called us to do, Lord God. And I give you the praise and the thanks for this, that you will lead us by your Holy Spirit. I thank you, Father God, that through the situations that we go through every single day, that we will grow and mature and become who you've called us to be, Lord God. That we will be able to understand the scriptures, O God, and be able to discern, O God, how to apply those scriptures into our lives, Lord God. I ask, O God, that you would give us a humble heart, Lord God, that we will be able to submit, O God, to your Holy Spirit, to those people that you have placed over us as leaders, that we will be able to learn from our mentors and our leaders, Lord God, so that we can grow. And I thank you that when we do this, Lord God, that we will achieve, O God, the abundant life that you have for us, Lord God, and really start to live and experience your fullness, Lord God. And I also pray, O God, that you would put inside everybody's heart a desire and a passion, O God, to do more, Lord God. Give us knowledge of your will for us, Lord God, and the power to carry it out, Lord God. And I thank you for this, Lord God, that you are faithful, Lord God. Even, oh God, if we are in our old age, Lord God, I thank you that there are still things for us to do, oh God. And we want the mountain that you have promised to us, Lord God, the things that you have said to us back when we were younger, Lord God. We pray and we ask, oh God, that you would give us the strength to persevere and do those things now, Lord God. And I thank you that your timing is perfect, Lord God. So we humbly, O God, come before you and submit to the leading of your Holy Spirit. And I pray, Lord God, that you will help us to be able to teach others, O God, even if it is those in our direct household, Lord God. I pray, O God, that you will help us to be able to break down the scriptures, Lord God, and share insights that we, O God, gain from the scriptures or learn from the scriptures, O God. Help us to share those insights with our family members. And I give you the praise and the thanks for this, Lord God, that we are more than conquerors, Lord God, and more than able to do this. And I pray, O God, for strength by the power of your Holy Spirit as we stand on your word and put your word deep into our hearts, Lord God, that we will not sin against you, O God, that the things that kept on tripping us up when we were younger, Lord God, that we will not fall to those temptations and those sins and those habits, O God, that we fell to back in the days, Lord God, that they will not, O God, continue to be victorious over us, O God, but we will exercise our dominion over those things that the enemy has put in front of us, oh God, and be victorious over every trial and every scheme of the enemy, Lord God. For you've given us power over all of the enemy's ability, Lord God. And I thank you that power is in the name of Jesus. So we thank you and we stand victorious in him, Lord God. And we pray, oh God, and we thank you, Father, for hearing our prayer. I pray your blessings over every single person listening, Lord God. And I pray that this prayer that I prayed, oh God, will rest in their heart, Lord God, and that you will have a good work completed in their life, Lord God. And may you be glorified and may you be exalted in the wonderful, matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we pray. Amen. And that's it for this episode of the Faith Fight Podcast. I hope that you were blessed. I hope that you were encouraged. And I hope that you got a jolt of strength in your spirit so that you can go out and conquer and do amazing things for God and really start living and not just existing. And I pray that you were blessed. And if you were blessed by this episode, you can go over to Apple Podcasts and you can subscribe to the podcast there. And you can leave a 5-star review and share it with your friends. And even write your testimony in the little comment section of how this podcast blessed you. And if you're on an Android device or whatever other podcast app that you use to listen to it, whether it's Google Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, Audible, CastBox, Overcast, or any of the other podcasting apps, all you need to do is just go onto those apps and search the Faith Fight Podcast, and you'll find this podcast. You could subscribe there, leave a 5-star review, share it with your networks on social media and everybody you know so that it can encourage them and bless them as well. And remember to subscribe on any one of those podcasting apps, and you'll receive a direct download of the podcast every Sunday morning when I release a new episode. And remember to put on the full armor of Christ Jesus every single day and go out and fight the good fight of faith. And you'll hear from me again next week on the Faith Fight Podcast. Something good is happening to you today. Be blessed, everyone.